From the Sky News Centre at 7, Russian President Vladimir Putin has publicly given his condolences to the family of Yevgeny Prigozhin. The mercenary leader is believed to be among 10 people who died in a plane crash yesterday. Western analysts believe Mr. Putin may have sanctioned the death of the man who launched an unsuccessful coup 2 months ago. The Kremlin leader insists officials are investigating the crash.
I knew Prigozhin for many years, since the beginning of the 1990s. He was a person with a complicated background, he made serious mistakes in life, and he achieved the results he needed, both for himself and when asked for the common cause, as in these last few months.
Two men have been arrested in connection with a fire at Britain's wonkiest pub. The Crooked House in Staffordshire was gutted by a suspected arson attack earlier this month before being demolished by a digger. Police say they've questioned a man over alleged thefts at the British Museum. The Met Force has confirmed no arrests have been made. A drug dealer and his ex-lover have been jailed for a combined total of at least 63 years for killing a father of two in Wigan. A judge told Michael Hillier and Rachel Falstow they'd shown no remorse after shooting Liam Smith and pouring acid over his body. Detective Chief Inspector Gina Brennard says they were hell-bent on killing him.
They spent months planning their attack, including the sourcing of chemicals, the test firing of weaponry, the obtaining of two sets of cloned vehicle plates, and researching routes so as to avoid cameras.
The cost of the UK's asylum system has almost doubled in a year. Home Office figures show it now stands at £3.97 billion. And Manchester United have rejected a bid for Mary Earps. It was reportedly a world record amount for a goalkeeper in the women's game. Meanwhile, fans of Earps will now be able to buy her replica England shirt after kit manufacturer Nike U-turned on its decision not to sell the top. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Right, it's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday evening. Thanks very much indeed to Andy Furno. He'll be back next Thursday at six with another Chilled Soulful Thursday. But next hour, I'm here with the Non-League Hour. Some music first of all from Go West. This is Call Me.
Enough to touch, staring at my
There we go. 1985, that one was in the charts. That was Go West and Call Me. Welcome into the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, here until 8pm with our weekly roundup of the local non-league football scene across Essex and East London. And I suppose in Essex, the big story this week is that Southend United were back in the High Court yesterday due to the fact that the club still owe £275,000 to HMRC out of a total that the club is in debt of £2.5 million. They're still under a transfer embargo, which has been going on for nearly a year now. So manager Kevin Mayer, unable to add to his squad. And as they were warned would happen if the situation wasn't resolved by yesterday, the National League, to make matters worse, have deducted them 10 points. So the club have gone straight to the bottom of the National League. They have been given what could well be one last reprieve by the courts. They've been given another 42 days from yesterday to settle the club's debt to HMRC. And the judge warned owner and chairman Ron Martin that this must be resolved in the next 42 days. There is still speculation as to who might be taking over the club, but to be honest, how accurate the reports are really is anyone's guess. No, Mr. Martin's track record, so the saga drags on and on. I do think that Kevin Mayer and his coaching staff have the patience of saints. He's spoken of his determination to continue to do the job in a professional manner and carry on, but it must be very difficult for him, and obviously been made even more difficult now that they've had that points deduction. But they are still in business, still playing. The fans have stayed loyal. There were over 5,500 of them at Roots Hall on Saturday to see them take on Hartlepool United, where Jack Bridge gave the Shrimpers a lead after 4 minutes. Crawford equalised for Hartlepool on 27. Then Guscott Morris gave Southend the lead once again and made it 2-1 7 minutes after the restart. But further goals for Hartlepool from Gray and Seaman gave them all 3 points, and they returned to the North East with a 3-2 victory. Meanwhile, Dagenham and Redbridge, who had a very difficult start to the season, they have yet to win in the National League. They travelled to Dagenham and Redbridge on Saturday and lost 1-0. Reece Smith of Maidenhead gave the home side a 1-0 victory, the only goal of the game coming after 57 minutes. But more concerningly, Dagenham and Redbridge's Idie Efiong collapsed after the game. Looked like a very serious situation indeed by all accounts, and he was rushed to hospital. He was allowed home on Monday, but apparently he will need further tests, and we wish him well in his recovery.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So just to summarise, that leaves our local clubs in the bottom two. Southend United, who have gone straight to the bottom of the league, they're now minus four following that points deduction. Dagenham and Redbridge just above them in 23rd, having only gained 1 point from their first four fixtures. They're just below Oxford City, who are also on 1 point and they're only just above them on goals scored. Bromley, the other side, currently in the relegation places. So moving on to the National League South, and there was a fantastic victory for Aveley on Saturday. They travelled to top of the table Worthing and picked up a 2-1 win. Absolutely superb result. John Benton gave the Millers the lead after 18 minutes, and Eduardo Vaz just before halftime doubled that lead. Juan Luque, Spanish former Dagenham and Redbridge player, pulled a goal back for Worthing on the hour mark, but Aveley held on for all 3 points. Really good victory for them, and they're in second place behind Worthing on goal difference. Meanwhile, Chelmsford City faced Havant and Waterlooville, and Havant and Waterlooville were in the lead until the 80th minute when summer signing Mo Bettema equalised 10 minutes from time to make it one apiece. Also drawing 1-1 were Braintree Town, who travelled down to Dover on Saturday. Kyron Clements gave the Iron the lead after only 6 minutes of that game before Dover equalised from the penalty spot on 28 minutes. Former Dagenham Redbridge and Southend United midfielder James Dunn was the scorer of that penalty. So Avely, as I say, in second place. Chelmsford City in fourth after that result. Western Supermare in third. Weymouth, Yeovil Town and Bath City are the other sides in the playoffs. Braintree Town with 4 points from their first four matches. They are currently in 18th place. Going to take a look at the Isthmian League after we've heard the new song from Peter Gabriel. This one's called Road to Joy.
My knee. You can wake up every part of me.
There we go. It's Peter Gabriel and his current song, Road to Joy. I do like that one. So we're going to move on to the ESPN Premier League now. And Billericay Town, who have made a decent start to the season, they've won all three of their ESPN Premier League games so far. They travelled to Cray Wanderers on Saturday and they won by a goal to nil. Moses Emmanuel was the only goal of the game just after the half hour mark. And I'm going to introduce somebody now who has been following Billericay Town for us. He joined us as a reporter here at Phoenix FM late last season, and he does some work for us on Saturday afternoons doing reports on Phoenix Sport. He's doing a few bits for the Non-League Hour as well, and he is pretty prolific when it comes to posting items in the sports section of our website as well. Good evening, Jack Patmore.
Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Nice to see you. So, Billericay Town, as I say, they've made a really good start. How do you rate their performances, what you've seen of them so far?
Yeah, so we started with a 1-0 win over Kingstonian. First half and the most of the second half, we dominated. And obviously, we've recruited a number of players this season who have played in the division above and even the division above that. So, for example, Adam Leathers used to play for Wycombe Wanderers, and last season he was pretty good at Maidenhead United in the National League. So that's quite a good example. And then after that we played Chesant away, and that was another 1-0 win. Frankie Merrifield scored quite early on, and it was quite similar to the Kingstonian game. Chesant were obviously relegated from the National League South last season, and they came into the game, but Billericay just held on, and it was kind of the same story against Cray Wanderers. And as you said, Moses Emmanuel scored the only goal. And Cray were, I think they lost in the playoff semi-finals last season to Hornchurch.
That's right.
So that I think those three games, despite not playing the perhaps the best teams such as Hornchurch and Dulwich Hamlet, kind of shows what we can expect for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so they had a disappointing campaign last season. They obviously they'd had relegation before from the year before from the National League South. They ended up finishing mid-table. That led to a change of management. Dan Brown's left. Gary McCann has come in. He's a very experienced non-league manager. Probably helps, doesn't it, that he's managed a level above with Hampton and Richmond. He's managed in that that level, step three, with Hendon as well. So he knows what's needed at step three, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. So at Hampton and Richmond, he, as he said in previous interviews, he had not a shoestring budget, but he didn't have the biggest budget. So now joining Billericay, he's got more resources to play with. And yeah, so he started his career... Well, he was a goalkeeper at Hendon, and he then joined as their manager. And then after, he had a few successful FA Cup spells there. And then he did the same at Hampton and Richmond, brought quite a few players through who've gone. And I think, I can't remember his name, but he went on to play for Peterborough United, who's very successful now. So, yeah, I think experience is the key one, because Dan Brown, he was a good manager, very good manager, but he didn't have a track record because the expectation was to bounce back at the first time of asking. But that didn't come to fruition. But with Gary, we know that he's got a track record, as you said, of experience, and that could prove vital, not just for this season in the Isthmian Premier Division, but if promotion was on the cards and we did get promoted, we know we'll be in a very good place next season.
Yeah, he's brought in some new faces, but he's kept faith with some of the existing play staff, hasn't he? Who's still around that was there last season?
Yeah, so the main one's Bradley Stevenson, had over 10 goals and assists in the league, not mentioning the cup competitions, which he also did very well in.
He's got a brilliant scoring record for a midfielder, hasn't he?
Yeah, so mainly plays in attacking midfield, but often drifts to the left and right. And not only Bradley Stevenson, George Wind came in a few years ago into the reserves from Colchester United, and he broke into the first team during lockdown, and last season was his first full season of playing regular minutes, and he's extended his stay at the club, and so is Henry Lacombo, a young centre-back. He's had loan spells at other local sides such as Basildon United and Holbridge, and he's a good centre-back, and he's got very good competition with Tom Bender, who's to be captain of St Albans City, and also former Concord Rangers centre-back Aaron Pollock.
Right, so there's a lot of experience in the squad. Do you expect them to do a little better than they did last season?
Yeah, so I look at it in terms of the forward line. Got Ade Aziz, scored over 10 goals for Welling United in the National League South last season. Add on to that, Moses Emmanuel, who did really well last season at Hayden Yedding United and scored a lot of goals there. And I think he spent 2 years there. And add on to that, Frankie Merrifield was at Bishop Stortford, who won the league last season. He scored a lot of goals. And they're three main forwards. And then you've got other players such as Alfie Cerulli, Malachi Napa, who have also impressed so far. And also going back to Frankie Merrifield, coming from Bishop Stortford, he's been followed by Jay Poulter as well. And, yes, yeah, Jay Poulter. So and Matt Johnson, who's been recently appointed captain. So those three players will bring vital experience if the Blues are to challenge near the top of the table this season.
Brilliant stuff, and we wish them well. Just tell us a bit about yourself, Jack, because as I mentioned, you got involved at Phoenix FM quite recently. You've been doing bits for this show and for Saturday afternoons on Phoenix Sport. As well, and you've done lots of work for our website. What other experience have you got at the moment?
Yeah, so as you said, I've started at Phoenix. Very grateful for the opportunity in April, I believe. So I started near the end of last season, really enjoyed it. And so since April 2022, I've been doing the non-league paper reports for Billericay Town. So last season was my first full season. But I also help out on other side of the media at Billericay. So I do things like match day tweets, sometimes graphics, different things like that. And then a few months ago, I won the BBC Young Reporter competition for the East.
Yes.
And it's a competition I won, so you put forward a story idea, and my one was the community feel of non-league clubs. And that's going to be broadcast on the BBC in the coming months, hopefully.
Excellent stuff. And is this something you'd like to make a career out of? Because you're still at school at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. This is my second full season doing what I do for Billericay. And I've had this passion for quite a few years now, which might be a surprise to some, say, it's because I'm so young. But I feel like a lot of people who have given me advice in the past have always just praised me because I'm starting early, and most people have started maybe late teens when they're leaving school. But as I'm starting early, I'm hoping to get experience in many different fields. So hopefully when I'm older, I can go on to do sports journalism.
Great stuff. Thanks for now, Jack. We're going to hear from you again a bit later on.
Your hands are golden. Does it mean nothing to you? You believe you're above it, and I don't really blame you. Maybe that's why you speak like a child. The things you're saying, like I'm so free and so wild. And I believe it when you look in my eyes. You offer me life, but never lies. It's not only the kind to make me smile. Sound like a lecture. It's probably true, but at least there's a lecture. I really like it when you speak like a child. The crazy things like I'm so free, so wild. You have to make a bargain with me now. I promise that you won't change somehow.
I'm John Chum, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. So one with that roundup from the Isthmian Premier League and Concord Rangers following their relegation from the National League South last season. They've struggled to adjust to life back in the Isthmian Premier League. In fact, they've lost all three of their matches so far this season in the league. Continued on Saturday when they were beaten 2-1 at home by Margate, who scored twice in the first 10 minutes at the Aspects Arena. Harrison Day pulled one back for the Beach Boys just before half-time, but they ended up losing 2-1. They have strengthened their squad this week, though, Concord. They have signed Aveley's Oscar Shelby on a dual registration. Meanwhile, Hornchurch, they hosted Carshalton Athletic on Saturday at Bridge Avenue and finished in one all draw. Liam Nash scored for the Urchins just before half time, but Carshalton scored an equaliser 4 minutes from the end. There's been a couple of departures from Hornchurch this week. Goalkeeper Harry Seedon, formerly of Southend United and Billericay Town, of course, he has left the club without making a senior appearance because he only joined them during the close season. He has signed for Isthmian Premier League rivals Margate. And another player leaving Bridge Avenue, Jack Munns, he has moved on to Chatham Town. Hashtag United travelled to the South Coast on Saturday. They picked up a point in a goalless draw at Bognor Regis Town. And other local Isthmian Premier League side, Canvey Island, they were beaten 2-1 away to Kingstonian, who took the lead in only the second minute. Charlie Edwards equalised for the goals in the 73rd minute, but in the third minute of time added on, Kingstonian scored the winner and ended up taking all 3 points. So, as I say, good starts for Billericay Town, having won all three of their matches. But there are sides above them on either goal difference or goals scored. Namely, Enfield Town, Lewis and Chatham Town have won all three of their matches so far as well. Hashtag in ninth on 5 points, having won one and drawn two so far. Canvey, they've won one and lost two, so they're on 3 points in 15th place. And I forgot to mention Hornchurch, actually. They're currently in fifth place, just behind Billericay on 7 points, having won two and drawn one. And Conkle Rangers, as I say, have yet to score any points. They're 21st. The only side below them are Potters Bar Town, who have an inferior goal difference.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Something a bit different now, because Jack Patmore, who was on with us earlier, has done a review of the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division for us. We've got two local sides in that league, Billericay Town ladies and also Hashtag United women's side, and I'm going to play that for you right now.
Both of the Essex women's sides in the FA WNL Southern Premier Division, Billericay Town women and Hashtag United women, both secured wins on opening day in the FA W.
Right, we've got a bit of a problem with the audio on that. I'll try and get that sorted out. My apologies for that. Instead, we're going to talk about the FA Cup preliminary round. A number of our local sides were in action on Saturday. Mixed fortunes. Athletic Newham went out. They were beaten 3-0 by Westfield. Bowes and Pitsy for the Isthmian North hosted Woodford Town from the Essex Senior League. It finished 2-2 at Len Salmon Stadium. And then in Tuesday night's replay, it finished 2-2 after 90 minutes. Then Woodford ended up winning 4-3 after extra time. One of the scorers was Woodford's Luke Parrott, who scored a hat-trick for them. And they're at home to Felixstowe Moulton United, another Isthmian North side, in the next round. Also for Brentwood Town, who hosted Kings Langley and beat them 2-1 thanks to a very late goal from one of their summer signings, Sam Deering, formerly of Billericay Town. Of course, he scored a vital goal very late on to put them through, and they will travel to Hashtag United in the first qualifying round. So potentially rather difficult task for Brentwood Town, but they'll have been buoyed by that result. Brightley Sea Region scored 5 goals against Stansted without reply. They are at home to Saltbushworth Town in the next round. Buckhurst Hill went out, beaten 1-0 home by Northwood. East Surrey United drew 1-1 with Barton Rovers at Rookery Hill. But Barton won last night's replay 3-2 thanks to a couple of goals in the last 6 minutes. Then it finished. Grays Athletic 1, New Salamis 1. A late equaliser from Callum Leahy secured a replay for Grays, but New Salamis won last night's replay by 3-1. Chris Miller scored what turned out to be Grays' consolation. Little Oakley of the Essex Senior League were beaten at fellow Essex Senior League side Hadley 6-2. Haybridge Swifts are through. Steve Tilson's side beat Barking 2-0 at Scraley Road, and they're at home to Goulston in the first qualifying round. It was victory for Holbridge Sports against a side a level above them. The Essex Senior League team beat Waltham Abbey from the Southern League Division 1 Central for 3-1, and Holbridge will face Kettering Town in the next round of the competition. Now, on Saturday, Walden and Tiptree faced West Essex in another preliminary round tie. It finished 0-0. That proved to be Peter Taylor's last game in charge. It was announced on Sunday that the former England caretaker manager, Leicester City boss, had parted company with the club, and his former assistant Liam Bailey is now in interim charge there. And he had a win in his first game in charge. They won the replay 3-0 on Tuesday, thanks to an own goal from West Essex's Emmanuel Oluwole 6 minutes before half time. Late goals in the second half from George Smith and Louis Remy saw the Jammers go through to the next stage, where they will travel to Biggleswade. Romford, though, they're out of the competition. They were beaten 3-1 at home by Welwyn Garden City. Saltwickshire Town saw off Saffron Walden Town by 2-1. Walthamstow of Eastbourne North there through. They beat Leverstock Green 3-1 at home. Stowe travelled to Bedford Town in the next round. Also going through from the Eastbourne North, Witham Town, who had a 3-0 win over Stanway Rovers. And Witham are away to Kirkley and Pakefield in the next round. The first qualifying round matches are to be played on the weekend of Saturday the 2nd of September. The other ties include Billericay Town versus Stowmarket Town, Canvey Island versus Lowestoft Town, Corkill Rangers are home to Wroxham. Hornchurch also have a home tie where they will face Fakenham Town.
What's that you say? Don't look too much like my friend. Those history books filled up with crooks, stories I
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So just taking a quick look at the Essex Senior League, there were some midweek games this week. On Tuesday night, we saw a 1-0 draw between Takeley and FC Clack. So West Essex, that was the FA Cup replay. Wednesday night, Athletic Newham, after their FA Cup exits, they got a win in the league. They beat Fremford by 2-1. And it was something of a gold fest at Ashton Playing Fields, where Woodford Town took a bounce, but it finished 4-3 in that game. Just to bring in the latest standings in the Essex Senior League, Romford, they are still top on 13 points, only on goal difference, though, above Woodford Town. Both of those sides on 13. They're followed by Athletic, Newham, West Essex and Housted Town. On to the Thurlow Nun League now, where there are a few games on Saturday in Division 1 South. It was a win for Benfleet, who beat Barkingside 2-0. Dunmo Town 1-4-3 at Brimsdown. Burnham Ramblers beaten 4-2 at home by Parkview. Finished Cannonswood 1 at Harlow Town 1. Win for Basildon Town at Enfield Barbadoke 1-2-0. Hutton continued their fine start to the season, beating Hackney Wick by 2-0 at home. Newbury Forest beat Wormley Rovers 1-0 and finished Southend Manor 3, St Margaret's Bury 0. Tuesday night saw Hutton win a game, this time 4-2 at Burnham Ramblers, and Harlow Town got another 1-1 draw, this time with Wormley Rovers. And North West London, they faced Hoddesdon Town, the visitors 1-6-2. And Wednesday night saw a 2-2 draw between Barkingside and Enfield Borough. Basildon Town beat Southend Manor 5-2. Newbury Forest had a 4-3 winner. Cannonswood, it finished Hackney Wick 2, Dunmo Town 3, and Parkview 2, Clapton 2. So just looking at the league table, Hutton remain top, although their unbeaten run is now an end. They've played 6-1-5, drawn 0 and lost 1, which is a really impressive start in their first season in senior football. They sit top of the table of 15 points, followed by Burnham Ramblers and Harlow Town, who are second and third on 12. Clapton Community, also newcomers to this league, they are in fourth place on 11 points, and just behind them, Basildon Town, also on 11 points, but Clapton Community have the superior goal difference. Just taking a quick look at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, or at least the Essex sides in that league. It was an incredible result for Holland on Saturday. 1-6-4 away to Dussindale. With no Town 1-2-1 at FC Peterborough. Stanway Pegasus won by the same score at Framlingham. It was defeat for Harwich and Parkstone away to Needham Market under 23s. And a couple of midweek games as well. Just one actually featuring the Essex sides. Holland played again on last night. They drew to all at home to Cornard United. So just looking at the league table, it's Framlingham Town still top on 18 points, 3 points ahead of Stanway Pegasus. In their first season in the North Section, they've switched over from the South Section. They're 3 points behind them on 15th. Just looking further down the table, Holland currently in sixth place, Wivenhoe, they were in 10th. Harwich and Parkstone currently in 14th. Bit more music now, and then we'll start our preview of the forthcoming week's matches. This is BBDB, and this one's called The Last Day on Earth. So, on to our review of the weekend's fixtures, or the fixtures for the week ahead, should I say. And on Friday, Southend United will be looking to put their troubles behind them, at least as much as they can, when they face Eastleigh in the National League at Roots Hall. Eastleigh yet to win this season, although they've drawn three of their four games. They're currently in 19th place in the table. Dagenham and Redbridge, who have had a most disappointing start to the season, just 1 point from their first four matches. They face Barnet at Victoria Road on Saturday. And there's games on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, of course, all kick you off at 3 p.m. Southend United travel across to Kent to take on Bromley. Dagenham and Redbridge have a trip to Wealdstone on Monday afternoon as well. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Saturday we'll see Aveley face Dartford at Parkside. Braintree Town are at home to Chippenham Town. Chelmsford City in fourth place travel to Weymouth, who are just below them in fifth place in the table. And on Monday, Aveley, they've got another home fixture. They face Hampton and Richmond Borough. Chelmsford City entertain Eastbourne Borough at Melbourne. And Braintree Town, they have a long trip on Bank Holiday Monday. They go all the way down to Devon, where they'll be taking on Torquay United. All of those matches are 3 p.m. kickoffs. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League, Saturday we'll see Billericay Town taking on Whitehawk at New Lodge. Canvey Island, they will be at home to Bognor Regis Town. And Concord Rangers, they travel down to the south coast to take on Hastings United. Hashtag United have a home fixture against Folkestone in Victor at Lynn Salmon Stadium. And Hornchurch, they travel down to Sussex to take on Lewis. And on Monday, it's the Canvey Derby. Concord Rangers take on their local rivals, Canvey Island. First time that's happened in the league for some years. And hashtag United, Hornchurch take on hashtag United. Billericay Town, they are away at Potters Bar Town, who are currently the Leeds bottom side. So they'll be looking to continue their impressive start to the season. And also this coming weekend, in the Isthmian North, we've got Brentwood Town at home to Basildon United on Saturday. Brightling Sea Regent face Enfield. Grays Athletic at home to Goulston. Heybridge Swifts face East Lowick United. Walden Tiptree, they travel up to Lowestoft Town. Bowes and Pitsey away to Loose Alarmist. Redbridge at home to Stowmarket Town. Walthamstow take on Witham Town. All of those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. Then on Monday, we see Basildon United at home to Walthamstow. Bowes and Pitsey are at home to Redbridge. East Surrey United face Brentwood Town at Rookery Hill. Heybridge Swifts travel to Ipswich Wanderers. Walden and Tiptree face Grays Athletic. Witham Town, they're at home to Brightling Sea Regent. And all of those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. And we've got FA Vars first qualifying round action this weekend as well. Among the ties featuring local teams, we've got Stansted home to Hadley United, West Essex against Harwich and Parkstone, Woodford Town versus Parkview. Those all on Friday. Saturday sees Ilford play Hackney Wick, Coggeshall Town at home to St Margaret'sbury, FC Clacton face Tilbury, Wivenhoe Town at home to Bradford Athletic, Basildon Town take on Great Wakery Rovers, Stanway Pegasus versus Haverhill Borough, Buckhurst Hill away to FC Romania, Harlow Town take on fellow Thurlow Nun side Newbury Forest, Little Oakley from the Essex Senior take on Cock Fosters, White Ensign at home to Colney Heath, Barking travel to Potton United, and Hullbridge Sports, they have a home tie against Southend Manor. There's one on Sunday as well. Benfleet have a home tie against Frenford. Essex Senior League, there's some games on Monday. Leaders, Romford, they are away at Tilbury. Woodford Town just behind them in second place. They travel to Buckhurst Hill. That includes the fixtures in the Essex Senior League on Monday. Great Wakering Rovers play their tenants White Enzoan at home as well. Harbury Sports playing Athletic Newham. West Essex face Saffron Walden Town. And Takeley, they have a home fixture against Stanway Rovers. Meanwhile, Stansted, who have had a difficult start in the South Midlands League, having switched over, they travel to FC Romania on Wednesday night. And in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South fixtures for the week ahead. Not many of those with many teams in FA Vars action this weekend, but Wormley Rovers are playing Hutton on Saturday. Hutton looking to continue their good start. Second place Burnham Ramblers playing Cannonswood. Clapton Community face Dunmow Town. It's one on Friday as well, by the way. Mayhem Baker, they're at home to Hoddesdon Town. So that's some of the matches taking place this weekend. Hope you can manage to get out to a game, and hope you enjoy it if you do. Jack, many thanks for coming in.
Thank you, John.
Okay, and look out for Jack's reports on our website, phoenixfm.com. There's lots of them there already, and Jack is going to make future contributions to this show, and also continue to do reports for us on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoons. Talking of Saturday afternoon, I'm actually away this weekend, so we'll be doing Phoenix Sport, but I should be back next Thursday. That's when I'll speak to you next, back 7 to 8pm, all being well, with another edition of the Non-League Hour. I'm going to sign off now with the Human League. Don't You Want Me? I'm John Chubb. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and a very good night.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail.
Across Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.